Welcome to Village Church Connections. I'm David Pavey. A recent news story caught my attention. It concerns a farmer named Chris Marcres of Hyde Park, Vermont. Though only 47 years old, Chris had lost both his legs below the knee due to complications from diabetes, but he'd mastered the art of walking with prostheses. He was also suffering end-stage kidney failure, which required dialysis 3 times a week. Well, one day recently, Chris received a gift, an opportunity to skydive in tandem with an experienced instructor, and he was up for it. The big day arrived, and from an altitude of almost 2 miles above sea level, the two men jumped from the plane. Chris was thoroughly enjoying the ride as they were heading down to the landing zone in West Addison, Vermont. But about 20 seconds before he landed, he realized one of his prosthetic legs was missing. Fortunately, the two men landed safely, but think about it. Chris had jumped out of the plane with two legs, but landed with only one. I think my adrenaline was so high that I just never even realized it until I actually looked down and saw I was missing it, he explained. Apparently, the air pressure changes the volume of my stumps, and they literally shrank, so my leg was able to slide off. The 2-month-old leg had cost $20,000, and Marcus didn't think his insurance company would pay to replace it. That meant he would have to use a wheelchair instead of walking, and it would be a big challenge getting to his dialysis appointments 3 times a week. A cursory search of the area failed to recover the lost leg, so Chris listed it on Facebook, where it was shared more than 1,500 times. Before long, 100 local volunteers joined the search for the lost leg. A woman with law enforcement experience came to help coordinate the effort. A man who trained search and rescue dogs joined the hunt. Some used ATVs and dirt bikes, others joined by foot. One woman spent 2 hours searching a hayfield in her dress shoes. "It really is a humbling experience," said Chris. "It kind of restores your faith in humanity, that there are still so many truly good people in the world that are willing to help a complete stranger." Meanwhile, Joseph Marcelikowski, who farms the fields around the skydiving facility, he began his own search after seeing the post on social media. He searched the 110-acre soybean field near where the skydiving planes land. He used his drone until its battery ran down, and then he walked around in the tall grass and waist-high soybeans for about 3 hours until it started to get dark. Having given up for the night, the farmer was walking back to his truck when he spotted the dark gray leg in the grass with scarcely a scratch on it. "Honestly, it was kind of sheer luck that I picked that field and I was able to find it," he told the media. "I'm happy and I'm really proud to have been given the opportunity to do the right thing for this man." The farmer sent Chris a photo of the leg with the shoe still on the foot, and they made arrangements to meet so he could return it. Chris was able to put it on right away and wear it home. And now he and his new farmer friend have plans to skydive together sometime in the fall. There's something that gripped my imagination. About 100 people combing an area of Vermont searching for a leg. So many showed up, of course, because they understood the value of the lost limb to the double amputee. As a pastor, my mind went to passages of the Bible about the importance of seeking God. "Seek me that you may live," God urged through the prophet Amos. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near," urged Isaiah. "And you will seek and find me when you seek me with all your heart," he promised through Jeremiah. So the problem is not that God is hiding and hard to find, of course. The problem is that we tend to devote so much time and effort to seeking other things. such as wealth or entertainment, leisure activities, for example, when so much of our day is already taken up with just living. Seeking God can slide to the back burner if we're not careful. First things need to be first, and seeking God is a first thing. Four of my friends have died in recent weeks. Not one of them on his deathbed wished that he'd spent more time in the office or on the golf course, though they both had their place, of course. All four were men who knew what it was to seek God, to know Him, to trust Him, to serve Him. They were men who would seek God by starting their day by reading a passage of the Bible and interacting with God in prayer. They put the spiritual before the mundane, Bible before breakfast, so to speak. How wonderful that time and again in the Bible, God invites us to seek Him. Not because He's lost, but because we're lost without Him. He desires our friendship. Both Abraham and Moses were known as friends of God. And Jesus called His disciples friends. And so Christians sing, "What a friend we have in Jesus." Let's seek the Lord while He may be found, before our time runs out. And thank you for tuning in once again to Village Church Connections.